Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The format was a little more inclusive because I hear from people all the time who like want to go.
That's the thing, you don't know it. As an outsider who moves here, and even now I'm joking that I didn't get invitations, but unless you're on a team,
you don't have to be on a team. You just have to know somebody with a 10.
You have to know someone in a 10 or whatever. You got to be.
Well, there's a very
it is
like,
definitely an inside party.
It is. But it's fun, dude. I mean, you got like we're doing like Fireball out of ice luges, but like I'm 31 years old now.
It is the only time I have ever done an ice luge.
I'm too old now.
I never even knew what an ice luge was before Barbecue Fest, and then I went down there, and this is in my wild days. I did the ice luge.
Although it does seem to me,
and you know, in an ice luge, people may not know this, it does not involve you being on a luge.
Oh, no. You put
it
a shot.
It involves alcohol coming into your mouth. It's a way of ingesting alcohol.
Right. Which
who would have guessed?
When you think about it, and in this day and age, it's like.
It's kind of.
Ugh.
It's genius.
That's how COVID started, you know?
With an ice luge.
Yeah, like doing Fireball, and because who knows what's in, you know, antifreeze.
No, but, because your mouth is on the end of the ice luge.
Everybody puts their mouth on
the same place.
Yeah. Which, again, like when I was 24, that was great. You know, but I'm 31 now with a one-year-old daughter. I just don't feel like I don't have the political will anymore.
All right. I need to, the same way you once fired up the Mississippi State and what was the other team fan?
Oh, Texas A&M.
Right. The way you did I need you to fire up the Grizzly fans again. Because I told them that this is the last time they're going to be coming here, and I feel bad that I did it. So I need you to fire up the Grizzly fans one more time heading into tonight's game.
I'm going to do that at 11.
Oh, 11 o'clock.
Is the speech coming?
With the tease.
I have what I believe.
You're trying to steal my audience and take it to your show.
Well, these have caught on, man. I mean, it's crazy. Everywhere I go, they're like, speech, speech, speech. You know, I've really become the modern day Martin Luther King.
You're going to do the plant a flag speech today at 11 o'clock?
All of my speeches, when I've given them over the air, the Grizzlies have never lost. 4-0. We're going for five.
All right, don't miss it, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got the music ready for Bennett here on
11
the page.
11 o'clock.
We need the music.
We appreciate it. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
I'm going to give you a tease. Ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it till the morning. Make it till the morning.
Okay.
I know not what lies beyond tonight, but make it till the morning. For the city. Do it for the city.
When you're my age, basically, that's what I'd say every night.
That's like a speech you give yourself.
I give myself when I go to bed.
You look in the mirror and you say, I know what lies ahead,
but make it to the morning.
Yeah.
Chris Harrington coming up next. Don't miss the full speech at 11 o'clock. It's Jeff Gawkins Show. Back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat, same-game parlay each week. You're going to get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code Gary. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Now that the warmer weather has arrived, let Choate's perform their $99 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC ready for the hot summer months ahead. Also, Choate's is offering our half-off, one-pound Freon coupon on our website for you to use. Does your HVAC system need to be replaced? If so, right now is an excellent time to take advantage of Carrier's 60 months, no interest financing on select systems. Want to improve your indoor air quality? Choate's is also offering our new Abco air purifier for $100 off when you get your air ducts cleaned. UV technology sterilizes biological contaminants and neutralizes odors and toxic VOCs. Match that technology with getting your air ducts cleaned, and you'll have the indoor air quality your family needs. Better call 347-8086 today. These specials won't last long. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Visit Frontier Western Store for the very best in everyday clothing and boots. Frontier's the area's top Carhartt store. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, and Ariat. Entire departments for men, women, and children. Not just a rack or two. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need for the whole family. Frontier's world-famous boot showroom continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived. Work or dress boots, Frontier's the place to come. Thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and more. Visit Frontier today for great local service and in-store pricing that's lower than online and chain stores, too. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Visit FrontierWesternStore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967. And don't miss the Bucking in the Branch Rodeo, presented by M5 Productions at the Olive Branch Soccer Fields on Church Road, May 21st. Tickets on sale now at Frontier Western Store.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. That's why they call her the master of moolah, the sultan of savings, the queen of cash. And now, also with Xfinity Internet, you can get unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment, and a free Flex 4K streaming box included with a 2-year rate guarantee and no term contract. All for just $30 per month when you add an Xfinity mobile plan at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and autopay. New fast internet 300 megabits per second customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Baseball is back, and Odyssey's stepping up to the plate.
Game analysis, reactions, and recaps. Odyssey's got them all.
Tips to help you make better bets.
We've got them with the BetQL Network.
Official MLB podcasts for every single team.
Got them. Plus daily coverage from Locked On MLB and a lot more.
Get everything you need for baseball season with the biggest in baseball broadcasting on the Odyssey app.
Listen at home, at work, or on the go.
Enjoy a sweet treat with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 gift certificates from Frost Bake Shop with locations in Collierville, East Memphis, and now Lakeland. Frost Bake Shop is family owned and is the premier bakery in Memphis and the Mid-South. Frost Bake Shop's cakes and desserts combine their love for great food with modern baking techniques. Always made from scratch, their cakes are known for their great flavor, tender crumb, and unrivaled moistness. Try one of their exceptional flavors and you'll agree. Get your deal at GetMyPerks.com.
Kathy, is it true State Farm turns 100 this year?
June 7th.
Ooh, my birthday. So I still get the Steve Connolly rate?
You know, it's not the Steve Connolly rate. State Farm has surprisingly great rates for everybody to fit their budget.
Mm.
Hey, for your great rate, call Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, 901-767-7744.
I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Conklin Show, let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Conklin Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
He's on the Service Master by Cornerstone Hotline. He joins me now. It's Chris Harrington. Chris, how is it? What are we listening to, first of all?
Where's Your Head At by the British dance duo Basement Jacks. I'm not sure where my head's at as we go into a game five here in Memphis. So open question for everybody, I think.
The songs are unerring, Chris. Unerring, the way you nail the songs. Because we opened with, even for Grizzly fans, Where's the Head At? Like, it is sort of a question as you head into these things. And I will tell you, that I assume that, I mean, this is not some radical thing to assume, but I assume it's the last time we're going to gather at FedEx Forum this year. It seems likely, doesn't it?
It seems more likely than not, yes. No, I'm not. I would not be surprised if the Grizzlies win this game, but it's not, you know.
No.
Percentage on it, I think percentage tips in the direction of the Warriors. I haven't looked at any of the gambling stuff, but I suspect that's where that's at, too.
Well, I said most likely that that's the last time we'll gather here, which would mean winning two games.
Yes. Well, in that case, the numbers are go up much higher.
Substantially, yeah. So, yes. Sure. Seems likely this is the last time in this fabulous season that we will gather at FedEx Forum. It seems likely. That is where my head is at. In terms of your head, where is it at? How's the trip back and forth? One of the reasons I didn't go, Minnesota's a direct flight. San Francisco seems like a pain in the ass. How was it?
It was pretty rough. I mean, rough, whatever. Right. I mean, it was
exactly
long.
Yes.
I got to the airport yesterday about, I don't know, 10:30 San Francisco time, and got off the plane in Memphis 9 p.m. local time here. And so that was a long day of travel.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we have got an 8:30 game tonight. I'd rather it not be that, but there it is. And it's an 8:30 game tonight. While you were in the air, the Grizzlies released a statement about Ja's health. What did you make of it?
I don't know if it's typical of their injury releases. I think it's not as clear as maybe people take it to be. They're like, oh, well, that's good news. At least it's not blah, blah, blah. I don't know. You know, a bone bruise, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. A bone bruise does not necessarily eliminate other things, I don't think. And so, you know, it's unclear to me whether there's going to be anything with Ja Morant after the season or not. I really don't know. Yeah. I don't think that release clarifies that, is my point. You know, he's out for tonight's game, doubtful for the rest of the playoffs. I guess they're leaving that doubtful open in case, you know, miracles happen and suddenly you're advancing and, like, you know, there's still games in 2 weeks. Maybe something would change.
There were two, and I don't want to belabor because I opened on it, and then I asked John his opinion. I thought, whatever. There are two views. They're getting, you know, whatever. They're getting some criticism for their statement on two fronts. One is, well, if it's a bone bruise, it certainly makes what they said and their insistence even a day later about Jordan Poole's tug of the knee being the cause of the injury. It makes him look a little silly there. I've heard that criticism.
Yeah.
And then the other one is, because it's the Grizzlies, when you read the statement, bone bruise with most organizations, you would read, you sort of insert the word just a bone bruise in it. But if you read it, it says it disclosed a bone bruise. But I sort of think you have to be either deeply cynical or someone who's followed the Grizzlies to think to think that doesn't rule out that there's also a torn meniscus, for example, or whatever else. Like the idea that you would say a bone bruise, like if you look at the Bulls issued one last year of the player Derek Jones, I think it was, who said, and it said, we found no ligament damage, but there is a bone bruise. Like they ruled out the other thing. This one expressly does not. And it seems weirdly cynical to then look at that and think bone bruise doesn't mean just a bone bruise. But that's where we are, right?
That is where we are. On the first thing, I mean, I think whatever happened, whether it's a new injury or a reaggravation of an old, I do think it happened on that play. Now, it's not clear to me then or now whether that means when Jordan Poole and Jarrett Jamrant bumped knees or when his hand, you know, made contact with the knee. There was double contact to the knee. There was first knee to knee and then hand to knee. And they happened within a split second of each other. And so it's, you know, it's not clear to me which of those two made the greater impact. I don't know that it's clear to Jamrant or the trainers, even though they cite the grab, because right. They literally happen like within instantaneously. Regardless, I think that play is the precipitating play. And two, I think either way, it was unintentional.
Exactly.
It was inadvertent.
It only matters which one of those it is if you ascribe malicious intent
right.
to the tug, and I do not. And so it
That's
doesn't
right.
matter. Right? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think the Grizzlies went overboard in citing the play as some sort of, you know, questionable thing? Yes. Do I think they are wrong to cite the play as the reason for the injury? No, not necessarily.
Right. Well, let's hope it's just a bone bruise. hope it's just a bone bruise. All right, so we're not going to get Ja tonight, and we're presumably not going to get him the rest of the year. But I'm going to assume here's the other thing, as John pointed out. Would you have Jaren saying the MRI was sad and Ja tweeting about God doesn't give you more than you can handle if it was just a bone bruise? Anyway, be that as it may, moving on. We don't really have any idea. Like, are they going to rally around the troops one more time tonight in front of the home crowd? Or sometimes you're kind of exhausted at the end. You gave it your best shot in game four, right?
You have the willpower to get back on the plane and go back to San Francisco, right?
Right.
So do you really have any of you to want to do that? Can you summon, you know, that level of desire? These are NBA players, so your assumption is, yeah, you can summon that level of desire. Then again, this is a league that has a history of 1-2-3 Cancun in a playoff series.
Right.
I don't think we're going to get 1-2-3 Cancun level of effort. But I don't know if they're going to be, you know, fighting to cling to their lives with all they have level of energy either. I really don't know the answer either way. I mean, I value this game. I would value another game and whatever. I think this is all valuable, you know, for the players, for the franchise, for the whole thing. And so I hope they win it, and I hope they continue. And I hope you, Jeff Calkins, get on a plane for San Francisco the next day. And I sit at home and, like, eat some popcorn.
It's much better.
Right. And so,
certainly easier on the system, yes.
Uh-huh. Right. And so I'm hoping for all of that. The thing about, and I'm going to keep saying this until, like, Steph Curry's standing there with the Larry O'Brien trophy over his head, but, like, Draymond Green had this quote about, like, it's not Minnesota anymore. This is championship-level basketball. That was championship level basketball. Like, I mean, you've got good composure. I'll grant you this. You have better composure in clutch moments than Minnesota did. Congratulations on that. But like, the Grizzlies are 6 points away from them being up 3-1 in this series. And guess what? They haven't played their normal starting lineup or had it available to them for one single second in this entire series. Now, the Warriors are also 6 points away from this having been a sweep.
Right.
But other than the one outlier game, it's been that. Three of these four games have been decided by 5 points.
Well, and it is interesting because as we reflect and think on, all right, well, this is the Steven Adams series, missed the first two games because of COVID and then didn't start the third because of COVID or the fallout because you became impressed with Xavier Tillman while he was absent from COVID or something. So you had that issue. You have the jaw issue. And we sort of still forget Desmond Bane looks nothing like Desmond Bane. Like, that's still, there's three significant injury illness issues here at play.
And then Dylan's suspension. The only Grizzly starter who has been available and healthy for the entire series has been Jaren Jackson Jr. Shout out to Jaren Jackson Jr. And I really think that the Steven Adams getting COVID thing, in retrospect, was a really big deal because they had a chance to hit the reset button. I don't know if he would have. Maybe he would have started Tillman in game one with Adams available. He did it in game three with Adams available. But I really feel like if Adams does not get COVID, the Grizzlies take the opportunity to hit the reset button, go back to their starting point in a new series, and I think it would have looked a lot better. Certainly Steven Adams looked a lot better in game four. I think he plays in this series. And I think if Steven Adams doesn't get COVID, the Grizzlies win game one, which they lost by 1 point. And this series, and then we're lamenting that they failed to go up 3-1 in game four.
And he obviously starts tonight, right?
I don't see any possible reason why he wouldn't. Yeah. Right.
Okay, Dylan Brooks. Obviously, as you said, you saw him sort of looking, being comforted in the wake of his performance in game four. I expect that he will be cheered and whatnot. It is interesting, though, if he has a game anything like that game the other night, I was reflecting on Grizzlies who have been booed by their home crowd. I don't wish it upon him. I hope he has a bounce back game, great game, leads him to victory, all of that. Or at the very least, a nondescript game, in which that's fine too. I don't want him to have a extravagantly bad offensive performance. The only Grizzlies who I can remember being booed, maybe it was Powell booed. I know that Tayshaun Prince very famously, after missing a shot, honestly, was booed and reacted grumpily to it. I think Chandler Parsons was booed. Yes, he was booed. Any other Grizzlies fans? Any other Grizzlies ever been booed?
Two others come to mind. Rudy Gay.
When was he booed?
In the game where he had 1 point. He had 1 point in the game. But most notably, and this is like the saddest of them all in some ways, Nick Kolathis got booed.
Oh. And why was he booed? This is before he became good, Nick Kolathis, our hero of the playoff series? Was this...
He just, in fan frustration that he couldn't shoot... at all, and the ball kept finding its way to him and him taking a shot. I actually remember there being a game where there was frustration boos at Nick Kolathis that really, you know, it really should have been, if you're frustrated, it should have been directed more at like the coaches or the system or whatever, but it ended up being a Nick Kolathis thing.
Did Nick Kolathis, so he was, when he was thrust into the start, in the series against Oklahoma City where Benno played, right? Then Benno got hurt? Is that what happened? And then he was forced to start at some point, Nick Kolathis
was.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember. It's all a blur. The Benno Kolathis order of operation and what happened. Was it game one against the Warriors in 15? Because Conley didn't play game one. He came back in game two. That was the mask game. But I think you're right. I think there was some Thunder series. And it may not have been started. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're really taxing my memory. Fine. Well,
I did not expect to be talking about Nick Kolathis this morning.
Right.
So we got Nick Kolathis booed. Who was the other one? Rudy Gay booed. That wasn't a playoff game. He scored 1 point in a game and he was booed?
Yeah, that was regular season. But, yeah, and Powell, Tayshaun, Chandler Parsons, yeah.
Was Hasheem ever booed?
I don't think he played enough.
Oh, man.
I do think if, I don't mean boos, it won't be resounding. It won't be like when Andre Iguodala touched the ball. But if he.
They'll be grumbling. There's 17,000 people in the building. So it's not like there's one reaction. Like there's this mix of reactions. Right. And you know, competing for what's audible and what's not. And so I you know, I suspect it'll be a mixed kind of reception.
Some of, and of course, they're also Warrior fans. They could be booing him because they, whatever, like, although they don't, as you point out, they don't seem that committed to the cause. Do you believe, by the way, that the Grizzlies know what they think about Dylan Brooks and his future with this team and where he fits and all of that? Or is it also, it's all relative? Like it goes back to the last summer's discussion of you know, they got to make a big move. And I was always, well, that's an abstraction. I don't know what that means. Tell me what it is. Like, you know, they got to go for it. That was the phrase, go for it. And I'm like, what does that look like? Maybe their value of Dylan Brooks, about what to do ultimately with Dylan Brooks is based on what will be available, you know. And I'm not asking you to answer summer questions now. I'm just answering, do you think they know what they think about Dylan Brooks?
I think it's contingent is what I would say. But I don't think they've decided, look at what he did in game four. We have to trade Dylan Brooks.
Not.
Like you'll
yes.
see some fans say on Twitter, right?
Right, right.
I don't think they feel that way. I think they think, you know, Dylan Brooks is a good but imperfect player on a good contract that we have for another year. I don't think anyone in the Grizzlies organization is saying, okay, priority this summer, we got to trade Dylan Brooks. Now, do I think they would be willing to trade Dylan Brooks? 100% I do, for in the right deal. Is it possible they even actively look around and see what can we do, you know, in with this? That's one of our primary chips we're going to try to use. I think that's possible, too. But I don't think they are in any way. I would be shocked if they are internally, they are committed to moving Dylan Brooks. I don't think that would be the case whatsoever.
Right. It's all contingent. Yeah, it seems totally rational to me. Have you seen or been able to follow much of what's going on in the other series?
Sadly, no, because of all the travel and everything else. I'm surprised that it's going to go to six games in Phoenix, Dallas. I thought Phoenix would wrap it up earlier, but good for Dallas there.
We had two blowouts that sort of reaffirmed, you know, in both Miami and Phoenix. It looks like, you know, okay, fine. It's nice that it was 2-2.
I think Phoenix is significantly better than Dallas. So I think Dallas it's an achievement for Dallas to get it to six. Maybe they'll win six on their home floor and force a game seven. But I still, to me, Phoenix, in my mind, is the heavy favorite to come out of the West. And, you know, less heavy but favorite to win the title based on what I've seen in the East.
What do you think of Boston, Milwaukee? The Middleton thing is obviously,
I think if Middleton doesn't get hurt, I think Milwaukee's in control of that series. And to me, they're a co-favorite with Phoenix to win the title. But, you know, you lose a team that doesn't have a lot of great, like, pure offensive shot creation anyway, really. Like, they don't have elite, you know, offensive players in their perimeter. They have pretty good ones in Middleton and Holiday. So I think that hurts them. I'm feeling a Milwaukee-Phoenix rematch. That was the way I felt when the playoffs started. I'm sort of still there. But Boston's really good. Boston-Milwaukee could go either way. I think whoever wins that series, I would favor to come out of the East.
All right, Chris, I will see you there tonight. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. All right. It's that time. We will turn to you all. I ask this fundamental question. What's your perspective going into the game tonight? Win one for the Gipper? Is this the last time we are going to see the Grizzlies at FedEx Forum? Are you optimistic? And if you're not, are you frustrated, or are you looking at the big picture and realizing how flippin' lucky we are to have had the season that we've had? We'll talk more about the season generally once it's over. But I just want to know the mindset. Chris played the song, Where Your Head At, or whatever it's called, and that's it. Where is your head at as we head into tonight's game, what could be the last game that we gather for this season at FedEx Forum? The phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. We will take your calls on that topic when we return. Call, by the way, we'll lift your spirits. There are I've been thinking about it. I have a spring wedding, summer wedding I have to go to, and no better place. You go on in there and you get some sports shirts from their Peter Millar collection, which I need to freshen up. They're just beautiful, comfortable shirts too. Beautiful shirts, comfortable shirts. Yesterday felt like the first hot day we had. And so that's great. And then get yourself a new sport coat. Or if you're going on vacation, some swimwear. They have everything you need. Bursting with summer colors at Oak Hall. I got to take my son Peter in because he's going to be working on Capitol Hill this summer. And I got to get him dressed for success. So that too. And they're just incredibly helpful. There, in addition to having beautiful clothes, they will suggest things for you that you may not have even thought about for yourself, and just revitalize your wardrobe. It is Oak Hall. We're going to come back. 535-3776 is the phone number. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins, Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
And the Grizzlies come away with a win. Ring it up and put the first division title on the board for your Memphis Grizzlies.
It's the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Golden State Warriors Game 5 of the Western Conference Playoffs. Tonight on 92.9, pregame with Jessica Benson at 8 p.m., the tip at 8:30 with Eric Hasseltine on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers play 92.9 ESPN or 92.9 FM.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies Station.
Memphis is home of the Blues Barbecue and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
We're starting the holiday early at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike with our big-time Memorial Day sales event. Great things come in threes, so take your pick from 2022 Dodge Charger or 2022 Jeep Cherokee Latitude or 2022 Chrysler 300 Touring. We Gossett $469 a month. And get workhorse ready in 2022 Ram 1500 Tradesman $489 a month or $35,860. 2022 Dodge Charger, 2022 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, 2022 Chrysler 300 Touring, $469 a month. 2022 Ram 1500 Tradesman, $489 a month. Plus, trade up and get more for your ride at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. Drive past the rest and come to the best or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
Parker Cherokee, 1575 at 4.11, 3500 down, must finance through Chrysler, 372 months at 2.9, 1500, NS148243, MSRP 39110, Charger, NH13 8807, MSRP 35485, Cherokee, ND512209, MSRP 35735, 300, NH11192, MSRP 37135. Includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22, dealer stock only.
When it comes to your career, do you feel like it's time to get off the bench? Perfecto Staffing can get you a great job today. You're a great player searching for a great team. We'll match you and your skill to find the best job for you. Bring home $15 to $20 an hour. Jumpstart your career with Perfecto Staffing. Call 901-590-3245 or visit perfectostaffing.net right now.
People of Tennessee, Caesars Sportsbook is giving out first bet insurance for all new users, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RADIOCZR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet. Must be 21 and physically present in Tennessee. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide much-needed life-saving equipment to first responders all across the country, like our spicy Cajun chicken sub, piled high with sliced grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, zesty house-made Cajun mayo, lettuce, onions, and jalapenos, all on a warm, toasted sub roll. This is no ordinary chicken sandwich. Chicken's gone Cajun. The spicy Cajun chicken sub. Only from Firehouse Subs. Save time. Order on firehousesubs.com or on the app to have your subs boxed, bagged, and ready for pickup or delivery. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating U.S. locations, Firehouse of America LLC and Firehouse Subs suppliers will together donate 0.09% of purchases in 2022 at Firehouse Subs locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation for the purchase of life-saving equipment with a minimum donation of $1 million.
It's playoff time in Memphis. That's a whole new season in this city, and it's time to celebrate the season with a trip to Oak Hall. You want to look your best as the Grizzlies play their best, whether you're watching from the lower bowl or a local bar. Plus, there are spring weddings to look forward to and vacations. Get a new sport coat or some swimwear. Whatever you're celebrating, there's no better time to go see your friends at Oak Hall. Go see them in the Regalia Shopping Center today.
Face the world with a glowing facial from Massage Envy Spa. The place for fabulous massages is now the place for facials. With highly trained staff to customize a facial just for you. Licensed estheticians and certified skincare professionals that can develop a skincare plan for you. In Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar and Exeter, in Midtown on Union Avenue, and on Germantown Parkway. Or call 901-290-2234 for your appointment today. See a fresh new you at Massage Envy Spa.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the ServiceMaster by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. It is Wednesday. Grizzlies play tonight at 8:30 at FedEx Forum. It has been a magical season. But even saying that, am I betraying the cause? Am I betraying that I don't believe we will be gathering at FedEx Forum again?
Do you think we'll at least be in San Francisco?
I think that's a much more distinct possibility.
Okay.
I think that's a much more distinct... I certainly give them a good shot to win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 535-3776. It is true, though. Like, as a basketball team,
yes,
you have to decide if you want to get on the plane and go back to San Francisco.
Like, or your local reporter.
Decision. I don't know if I'm going anyway. 535-3776. We start with, let's see, it is Bill calling from the airport. Bill, how are you, sir? I meant to be Bill. Is that Bill? Bill. Bill.
That's it.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Yep, you're on.
I didn't watch any of the games because I got to go to sleep early. and I hear the radio, and I go back and I watch it a little bit.
Yep.
Man, I love this team. Run it back. Don't get rid of anybody. They're learning. This is a great thing for them. They're going to have bumps in the road. But this was kind of like at the beginning of the season when we were doing bad. Ja goes out. Nobody had faith. We have faith now. Run it. We're going 3-0 next 3 games. And we're going to defeat the Golden State Warriors. Got to have the confidence. Got to let them have it.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It has been a spectacular year. And there's a man after my own heart, really. Doesn't watch any of the games.
It's too late?
Doesn't watch any of the games. I wouldn't watch him. It is late. It's insanely
late. As hell. Why
late?
Are we always the late game?
Well, now because we're playing the Warriors. That's why. 535-3776. Your thoughts on this matter. Where's your head at heading into Game 5 tonight? Omar calling from Whitehaven. This is Omar who, wait, when we last heard from you, was it Taylor Jenk? Who were you after last time?
Who was I after?
No, you were criticizing. Who were you criticizing last? You called in to criticize someone last week. Who was it?
You know, I only called in to speak facts. You know,
I know, but what were the facts? What were the facts about last time?
Well, you have to go back and listen to your own tape.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're moving on. You're moving on. You're moving on. Which facts you got for me today?
Well, I could actually feel kind of confident because I think people are overlooking the age of the Warriors.
Yeah.
And if you arrested older team plays well, but when you travel and play the next day, that's rough on an older team.
Right.
But I feel like there's a chances. But I think we need more out of Jaren. Jaren can't go 0-7 from 3 when he's your number 2 guy. That's going to be key.
He said that himself. He said when he was looking at the box score, he played well in some ways. Like he was a defensive impact player. How about when he swallowed up Steph with that block? That was a beautiful thing of beauty. He took it to the rim hard, but you're right. 0 of 7 from 3.
Yeah, plus, I mean, 21 points on 21 shots is not good.
No, it's not good. It's not good enough. Not good enough. All right, you're feeling good, though. All right, thank you. So far, all we get is optimism. Not all we get.
The people are with me, Jeff.
Ron Olson texted me. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. Uh-oh. He said that I should play Donna Summer's Last Dance.
Yeah. Oh, they play it on the river. They're already doing that over there.
Are they?
Yeah, they play that song.
About tonight?
Oh, the last like dance in conjunction with the game?
Exactly.
Oh, he's theming it out for
us.
How dare you, Ron?
5-3-5-3-7-7-6.
How dare you be negative, Nelly?
It is Nick downtown. Nick, where's your head at?
Well, I mean, I didn't hear the whole Harrington interview, but I didn't know if he touched on it or not. I don't think Steve Kerr made the trip today.
Steve Kerr did not make the trip. Steve Kerr is out again with COVID. That is true.
I mean, I'm not saying we're going to win the series or anything. I'd love to win tonight. I want to go down swinging. Like, they have been the worst fan base I've possibly could encounter.
Miserable. I mean, human beings over there. Absolutely.
Well, I don't remember us making any memes or anything like that whenever Gary Payton got hurt. But, I mean, I've seen plenty of on the bench, kind of in agony and stuff, so... I want to give them as much as they got and make it as tough as them, with Phoenix. Right. I mean, I guess Phoenix.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. He just wants to take it out of them. Make them play as many games as possible because they're awful humans.
Do you think that they're worse fans and the bad ones from Golden State than Memphis? There has been a lot of negativity coming from the Bay.
I think there's been a lot of
more people.
Partly because there's a lot of – it's a big fan base because they've been really good over the years.
They're vicious this year.
All those bandwagon jumpers.
For real.
Are also turned out to be a vicious group.
It's kind of you got to be careful with that joke. You're talking about the
– I hate the whole damn – the thing now. I didn't used to like. I used to like Steve Kerr and
no, me too.
I didn't even really hate Steph Curry.
Kerr's even surly. I'm not a big fan of Kerr's righteousness.
5-3-5-3-7-7-6 is the phone number. It's Tommy. He's by Wolf Chase on the expressway, so we know exactly where he's coming from. Tommy, how are you?
I am wonderful, but yep. I want to tell everybody. I've already put it on my Facebook page. We are going to win 3 games in a row.
Oh. Okay.
Out of the three games that's left,
yep.
2 of those games are scheduled for Memphis.
Yep.
From the beginning, after that first 2 games, all we needed to win in San Francisco is 1 game. And that's still in
still
play.
True.
All we need
still
to
true.
Win is 1 game in San Francisco. That's all we need to do.
Does it? How about okay, I don't want to bring up inconvenient facts, but Ja is not going to be playing in any of those 3. Does that bother you?
No, it does not. They won more games when Ja was out than they lost when Ja was up.
Many,
so
many, many more.
About that.
Yeah. Okay.
They played. I love Ja. I want Ja in the game, but they play much better defense without Ja. And like someone just said a few minutes ago, Golden State is a much older team.
Old. They had to make the flight.
All we have to do is win tonight and then win 1 game in San Francisco.
Yep.
And that's not hard to do.
And then win a game 7. That's it. Like, that's easy. The crowd will be fired up.
That's
plus, it's
all,
late
all
game tonight. They're going to be really tired because it's going to be up past their. Most old people go to bed early.
Right.
All right. And you said you put this on your Facebook page, so it's Facebook official. They're going to win the next 3?
In my opinion, yes.
All right,
win the next 3 games, and I guarantee it.
Facebook official. He guarantees it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, since he put it on Facebook, that did it. It's legit
official.
Now.
5-3-5-3-7-7-6. It is Bill calling from Midtown. Bill, where is your head at?
Well, Jeff, first of all, I have to just say I'm surprised you would ask the question, where is your head at? You're a Harvard graduate, and you're ending a sentence with a preposition?
Okay, where's a head at, you big jerk?
That's good. You finished it with that. Reminds me of a vulgar joke, but I won't go
It is a joke. So where's your head at, a-hole, is the joke. Exactly.
That's a joke that we UT grads say about Vanderbilt fans. That's what we do. Anyway, okay, but my answer is I think we're going to win tonight. I think it'll be the last game this year because I think we'll – the Warriors will close it out in 6. But you know what? I'll use another incorrect. Irregardless. Okay. I actually believe if we even lose tonight, and I think we're going to win tonight. This has been the great. I've been following the Grizzlies for 22 years now. This is the greatest season in the history of the group, most exciting season, because of Ja, because of the run we made for 25 games when Ja was out, and the games have been more exciting than any games I've ever seen. The Wolves game where Ja just took charge and scored the last 15, 16 points of the game. I think this is great, and I'm hoping Ja is going to be fine. If he is, I think this young team is on the verge of moving toward an NBA championship in the next season or two. I really do believe that. So that's how I feel. That's where my head is at.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 5353776. We got now he's predicting, we're predicting titles here, yeah, in the future. 5353776 is the phone number. I just knocked someone off. I apologize for whoever that was. But you can call back. Rod in Memphis. Rod, you're on. Rod.
Yeah, how you doing?
How are
you
doing? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
How you feel about this?
I'm feeling pretty good. I think Grizzlies will prevail some kind of way because they've done it all season without Jock. I do have something I would like to say, though.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's really been addressed. This injury that happened to Jock because of whatever happened with the knee thing. Now, I've seen videos of that, and I saw a really slow motion video of Poole looking down as he's grabbing the knee, you know, and as quick as Ja is, you know, even though it wasn't that egregious, it was still egregious. But when you look at the two plays, you know, the play that Dylan made, you know, it was stupid, but it wasn't like anything that he did. You know, they could have seriously.
So you're going back to the Jordan Poole intentional injury issue. You think he intentionally did it?
And I'm not saying.
Now,
I'm
well,
not,
how about the I'm fact that is, they're now calling it a bone bruise, though? They're calling it a bone bruise. You think that's how you bruise someone's knee is by tugging on it like that? That
seems weird. I mean, the way weird. He did it, like if you're moving that fast, like you know, John is very quick.
Is
so
quick.
If you're moving that fast, quick. It doesn't take a lot. And my biggest issue with this is if that had been Steph Curry and Dylan Brooks had grabbed his knee like that, we would not hear the end of it. But because it was, you know, some things that already happened in the series, now it's just, you know, not that big a deal.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll take a couple more on this. Brad is telling me. Brad runs a tight ship. And so when he comes over to my show, he creates structure. And so that means, people, we're just going to go Billy, who's calling from the University of Memphis area. Billy, you're our last caller on this topic. Where's your head at?
My head is we could win the game tonight, and I hope that we do. The biggest thing, in my opinion, is we're going to have to play both offense and defense in the paint. We have not been in the paint this entire series or the last series, especially on defense.
It felt certainly offensively like they were making more concerted effort to get into the paint. I didn't look at the paint points last game than previously,
This is true. They did on the in the last game they did, but the whole series before they were just terrible in the paint. I mean, Jock couldn't hit anything. I mean, we can still do it, but we do need Desmond Bane to get hot tonight.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. There you go. That is I gotta say, y'all are an optimistic bunch.
Love the calls.
Yeah,
very
impressive.
Yes.
Impressive level of optimism you all summoned.
Fantastic.
And we appreciate it.
They must be drinking at Barbecue Fest already.
Yeah, they must be drinking at Barbecue Fest already. We're going to take a break and back with the one story we're waiting for. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Who kicks back.
We don't get fooled again.
Memphis, it's your turn.
Show.
Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, The Who with an orchestra.
Why don't you all fade away now?
This Friday at FedEx Forum.
Well, who are you?
Get tickets now at livenation.com. The Who, live in concert. There's more at thewho.com.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to register using code WRIGHT200. WRIGHT 200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 money line wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code RIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball, trademark used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
All you truck drivers and truck mechanics out there, are you looking for a different kind of company and culture to be a part of? At Waste Connections and Team Waste, our employees reap the benefits of realizing their potential with trust and full support as a second chance company. We offer competitive pay, signing bonuses, tool allowance for our mechanics, and at the end of every workday, you get to be home. Our culture is built on taking care of each other and the communities we serve. Apply today at careers.wasteconnections.com and become part of a great team of people.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff at the Smile Center, but here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center, in-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. Smile Center Memphis.
I'm Matt Spiegel, and I'm the host of the brand new podcast, Beat the Streak Daily. Every weekday this major league season, I will update the state of Beat the Streak. The rules are simple. Each day, pick one or two players you think will get a hit. And if they do, your streak continues. Sounds doable, right? But so far, it's been impossible to win. And with millions of dollars on the line, no one has ever gotten to 56. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcasts, and play Beat the Streak for your chance to win $5.6 million.
How many of you have pets? Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear, apparel, or pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
At CDW, we get Mac at Work works for everyone.
I work in IT, and since we switched to Mac, the text messages I'm getting are a lot more positive. Sales is happy because Mac works with all their apps. Finance is happy to get power without the big price tag.
And CDW configured every device to work right out of the box.
Is there an emoji for that?
I use the unicorn. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Get a great deal on Mac for your business. At cdw.com/getmac.
Enjoy a sweet treat with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 gift certificates from Frost Bake Shop. Get your deal at getmyperks.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If this is the end, what are you going to do with your time? And I would suggest You know, like, let's take this weekend. Let's say this weekend there's no Grizzlies basketball. Okay?
Okay.
I'd suggest brunch at Bounty on Broad. Right? You go to make get the beignets, get the fried oysters, happily available at dinner and at brunch. And then get the chicken and waffle banh mi, or the eggs purgatory, or the biscuits and gravy, or the eggs Christophine. That's shrimp and crab stuffed something with poached eggs and sauce béarnaise. Anything with béarnaise sauce is on it is delicious. Go ahead and get a Bloody Mary, the Bounty Bloody Mary, which is also delicious. And reflect on what an unbelievable season we've had. Like, and then that's the way to do it, or go to dinner. The phone number is 410-8131 to make your reservation. 410-8131, Bounty on Broad, or 2519 Broad Avenue. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
Now, it's the biggest story we haven't talked about on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing.
You know what? I'm sick of the damn leaks on the schedule. Like, I pretended I was kind of, as I've said before, I'm not a schedule guy, right? Well, the news today is that the Cowboys, with Coach McCarthy, with former Coach McCarthy, the Packers are going to be visiting the Cowboys.
Okay.
On November 13th. Okay?
Okay.
And so that's like a scoop. It's like
somebody gets to get, that's big news.
That the Packers will be visiting the Cowboys on November 13th. That's today's leak to Adam Schefter.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Why can't we just have the schedule all at once? The schedule will be released, by the way, Thursday night at 7 p.m., I believe it is. The full schedule. There's going to be a three-hour special on NFL Network.
Of course.
And a two-hour special on ESPN2. I got to tell you, I'm surprised, given how much the ESPN loves the NFL, that they're putting it on the Deuce rather than putting it on main ESPN. But there's going to be the lowly NBA game is going to be on the main NBA.
These games are rating on the NBA, though.
Yeah, I know.
They're really high.
It's doing very well.
Yeah.
So that is tomorrow.
Nice.
We have the three-hour special with the two-hour. You know, in terms of this made for, like, the college basketball selection show, that matters.
Yeah.
Because you learn who you're going to play. You may learn who made it. The draft, you may think it's boring, but that matters. You learn who's going to get picked.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we know exactly who everyone is going to play. We just don't know exactly when. It's just not as big a deal.
We already know it ahead of time.
We know who they're playing.
Instead
we just
have
don't
to schedule
know
it.
What order they're playing them. This is not like any of the other made-for-TV events.
It's TV packaging, Jeff. It's just like what we do in radio. You just package it up.
Our radio show is so much better.
It's organic, though.
It's so much better than what you're that schlock that you're going to see tomorrow night on ESPN. Yeah. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, we're going to have optimistic people who think we're going to go to a Game 7 talking on the radio station, along with some who are probably in your camp who don't think we're going to do as well over the next two games.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because Ron Olson said we should play Last Dance by Donna Summer.
People are being negative, Jeff. I can't help it.
Bob Levy from O'Call.
Yep. Positive.
He reaches back into the 70s.
Yeah.
We've Only Just Begun by the Carpenters.
Oh, this is
see,
I like
much
Bob
better.
Is on
We've
it. See?
We just begun.
Exactly. So we will talk
White
about this.
Lace and Promises.
Yes.
Kissed for luck and here
God
on
bless.
Our way.
This is where we're at, huh? We've got Trista Crick joining us, by the way, on the show at 125 from BetQL on the Odyssey Network. 125. Mark Giannato's live at 2. He's back from the Bay. Hopefully he'll be going back to the Bay. And then at 4, it's your friend and my friend Gary Parrish live at 4. You'll join him at 5.
Thanks for listening, buddy. We got to get out of here. Enjoy our final gathering at FedEx Forum tonight. We'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. It's Jeff Calkins Show, but we're out of here. We're done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Look, it's heartburn. It's going to try and ruin our vacation.
Don't worry. I pack Prilosec OTC. One pill in the morning prevents excess acid production that can cause frequent heartburn.
Nice. Aloha, heartburn.
Block heartburn from your summer bucket list with Prilosec OTC. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Don't wait until you have heartburn to start Prilosec OTC. Kick your summer off right and look for Prilosec OTC at Walmart or Walmart.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The old adage is true, you get what you pay for. And when it comes to your air conditioning system, quality products are important, but even more important is the quality of the installation. At Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, we provide a customized system installed by a team of professionals. Let us design the perfect home comfort system for your budget and lifestyle. Ask about 48 months interest-free financing when you call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Remember the song, The Times They Are A-Changin'? This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, and that is exactly what has happened in the real estate business. That is why I team up with Kelly Erb or Hugh Mallory or Elizabeth Kulo, Melanie Simpson or Diane Malkin. With one of them as a marketing partner and my old self as a point person, we have taken the changing real estate market and turned it into our benefit and our clients. Today, we talk about escalation and appraisal gap clauses, bidding wars, and which is the best deal for our client. And what you see is not always what you get. Most people call me Shell Dunn because they...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.